Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, we're so thrilled you're on the podcast today. As we dive in, I want to invite you, would you join us in praying for Vacation Bible School? This is day two of 2019's Vacation Bible School, and it is off to a fantastic start. We're praying that these kids know that they are loved. They are loved by God himself, and that he has a huge plan for their lives. And so it's been a great week already, and we just can't wait to see what all God's going to do the rest of this week. Well, I don't know if you've ever read the book that talks about Alexander, who had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. It's a funny title, but I think if we're all honest, we've all had those days. I had one of those days recently, and honestly, I'm not proud of it, and I thought about not even sharing this publicly. But I thought, man, if I deal with this, how many of you deal with it as well? A couple of weeks ago, I traveled over to our middle school camp in South Carolina. And man, I'm so grateful to get to do that. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to see our students, adult leaders, our family ministry team, and to get to teach the middle schoolers. It is a joy to get to do that. Well, what's crazy about it is, even though I love it, it ended up being a pretty tough day that really got me down in the dumps. So let me tell you about what I mean by that. Due to some other commitments that week, I wasn't able to stay as long as I wanted to at camp. So I drove over 3.5 hours, hung out for a few hours, and drove back the same day. It was just a really long day. Well, on the way there, when I'm in traffic, I had a conversation with a friend that honestly put me in a funk. It just put me in one of those just awkward moments where I just was in a funk. And then I got to camp, and there was some confusion whether or not my slides for my sermon were actually there. And so my text and my points and all these things. And so I got up to preach, assuming that there were no slides on the screen. And so because of that, I made the decision to modify my message on the fly. I tweaked the points to make them more user-friendly. But what turns out is the moment I started talking, my slides did show up, but I couldn't see the slides from where I was standing. And so I'm saying one thing, the students are seeing another thing, and I could tell there was some disconnect going on. And so I got off stage feeling deflated. I didn't think my talk went well. I thought, man, this was a bad way to kick off camp. And so I got in my car to drive back through the middle of the night to get home at 2 a.m. And all the way home, I was just beating myself up. I got stuck in traffic on the way home, all these 18-wheelers, all kinds of construction, and it just put me in a bad mood. It was not a great day. Now, have you had one of those? Have you had one of those days where it just seems like everything is a comedy of errors? Well, if you've had one of those days recently, let me give you a couple of reminders that really were good reminders for me. And the first one is this: it's okay. It is absolutely okay to not have a great day every day. The truth is, until we get to heaven, we live in an imperfect world, and you're not a perfect person. I'm not a perfect person. So one of the reminders is just to give yourself some grace. The second reminder is that sometimes I think God allows these moments to happen to remind us that we're not in charge of our world, that the world does not revolve around us, that we're not the captain of our own ship, so to speak. And the third reminder, is that if I'm embarrassed in my situation about my talk not going well, it shines the spotlight on my focus was in the wrong place. If I'm so concerned about how well my message went, that focus is more on pride and more on performance and less on if I served those middle schoolers well. That is the wrong focus. But I'm telling you, when you're in the middle of a bad day, none of that makes sense. In the middle of the bad day, you think about everything that goes wrong. I'm reminded of what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He says, be thankful in all circumstances. He's assuming there are negative ones, there are bad circumstances. And yet he says, here's what you do. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And so what typically happens when we have a bad day is either we stuff it on the inside and we blow up, or we go off and we externalize it all, when Paul says, no, learn to be thankful. Honestly, that wasn't my first response. But now looking back on it, I'm going to try to be more mindful to say, God, I'm trusting you with this. God, I'm placing this in your hands. God, I'm less concerned about how I performed and more concerned about if I'm serving you and serving those middle schoolers. And the cool thing is, in the middle of my funk, when I thought everything was awful, God still used it. He was at work. And so, like Alexander, we're all going to have bad days. That's okay. Don't make it about you. Lean on Him. Hope you have a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.